Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Though, starting things out this hour, we've got a guest, as a matter of fact. Though it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts on the radio that want to charge you for access to their sites. We do it for free because that's the way a good website should be. All right, so we're getting jumping right into the guest here. His name is Robert Menard, and he is from thinkfree.ca. Now, that's not .com, it's .ca. It's a Canadian website. So thinkfree.ca. Robert Menard, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, and I'd like to confirm Free Talk Live is not paying me anything. This is all free. They're cheap bastards.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Guilty as charged. I am definitely a cheap bastard.
But, well, I appreciate your invite, and I thank you for that, and it's good to be here.
It was actually one of my listeners that turned me on to your website, Robert, and they just posted a link to the video that you posted on Google Video, which I absorbed I think it was an hour and 20 minutes of it, and then proceeded to explore your website, and I really liked what I saw, and it ties into something that we've sort of talked about on Free Talk Live over the years, and I don't know. It's almost hard to figure out where to start with all this. Is it possible to maybe give us a little bit of background of what led you to creating this website or creating this organization?
Sure, you're good at your job, aren't you? You've done this before.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, a little background about me. I grew up in a large Catholic family. My parents were very loving, very, very principled, especially my dad, and my mom was one of the biggest scrappers I had ever met. I joined the military. I spent 4 years in the Army as an infantry soldier because I loved my country, and I felt a certain need to stand. When I got out, I went to college, and I started studying systems and how to destroy them and make them. And then I did stand-up comedy for about 10 years because I was not suited for a factory job.
Right.
And then I was, I guess you want to know how I came to find the path I'm on. Is that what you're asking, really?
Yeah, absolutely, because then we have to talk about what that path is, but there's certainly a backstory here, and I think it's kind of important.
I had started a company. I was trying to market a product so I could make enough money to finance my own comedy show. I had just bought a new computer, and I was new to the Internet, and I was addicted to it, and I was chatting. Came a day I was chatting with this woman by the name of Lily White. She was in Arizona, and we were talking a lot about God. And one night she said to me, she said, "Oh, my God, I just got the strongest sensation. You're going to be called to serve God. It's going to be the most difficult thing you've ever done." I said, "Why? Does he have dietary restrictions?" She said, "No, I'm serious. Just then I hear my neighbor coming down the stairs." My neighbor at the time, his name is Ben Cardinal. You can find him. He's an actor. If you search IMDb, you can find him. Mm-hmm. And he's about 6'3", 250 pounds at the time. And he had been drinking. And he told me that his spirit guide had told him to take me to the bar. I said, "Ben, you're drunk. I'm not going to the bar with you." He shut off my computer, threw my jacket at me, and said, "Rob, I'll knock you out and carry you if I have to. You're going to the bar with me for a beer."
Okay. Oh, boy.
I know enough about, I had been in BC long enough. When a 6'3", 250-pound native guy tells you he's going to knock you out or buy you a beer, you're really much better off accepting the beer.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So we run to this bar. I got another call coming in. I'll let them hold. So we have to run down to this bar. Little seedy guy, but normally when I was going to the bar with him, we would saunter. He's an actor, and he says it's all about attitude, and we don't run anywhere. But this time, he's dragging me. We're running to this bar. Get in there. I just take the first sip of beer. We haven't been in there not even 2 minutes. I see this amazingly beautiful young woman walk by, and I just saw she was radiant. She was radiant with hope. And I thought I said these words. Ben tells me he never heard them, but my ears heard them like they issued right from my own mouth. She's pregnant and in very big trouble. And right at that point, I looked around, and I saw all these people looking at her like she was neat. And I felt really sad. And it was like a great big wet sponge, as big as the universe, just descended on me. And then something just reached right through it and made it run away. It's kind of like if you take pepper and you put pepper on water and then put a little drop of soap in it, you see all the pepper just rush away from the soap. That's what it felt like.
Okay.
Some power grabbed all the love in my heart. And just right now, I'm speaking my words, your eardrums are vibrating and you're getting a message. It grabbed the love in my heart, vibrated it, and gave me a message and said, take her child as your own. You'll be forever blessed. I looked in my mind's eye, and I was wondering, what are you asking? Did you want me to take the child away from her or what? And I saw in my mind my dad with my mother and me, and I realized that although I was his son, from his perspective, I was his wife's son, and I was being asked to take both and keep them together.
This is, I'm a little bit confused at this point. This is actually a backstory I was not aware of.
Dude, there was some serious spirit happening that day. And you could verify, just ask Ben Cardinal whether or not this happened. I mean, the guys, you can find him.
This was a woman that was just in the bar, and you'd felt called to, I guess, get together with her? Is that what the...
Save her child, essentially, was the call that I got. Make sure this child is born.
Okay.
And one of the things that was, because when I got this message kind of thing, and it weirded me out. I'm not, I don't go to church or anything like that, And when I got this, I was asking, well, I'm still a little bit unclear. What do you mean by as? And then I was, I don't know. It comes across as a feeling that I wasn't being asked to take her for my own, but as my own. And I recognized that, and I said, what's the difference? And for made me think of forever, and as made me think of as long as necessary. So I realized right then when I said yes, and I saw this, and then I said, okie dokie. And at that point, I walked over to her, and there was another guy, one of the wolves, one of the sharks in the bar, they were trying to come over to her, and I almost got in a fight with this guy over her. And if it wasn't for the 6'3", 250-pound native guy holding the pool cue, I probably would have got my ass kicked.
Okay.
But she ended up coming over to our table, and I told her right then, you're pregnant. Do you know you're pregnant? She said, no, I'm not pregnant. I just got my period. I'm not pregnant. I said, you're pregnant. She said, how do you know? I said, God told me. She said, I don't believe in God. I said, that's going to change when you find out you're pregnant. So she had no place to go, right? She ended up coming home with me. She found out a week later that she was, in fact, pregnant, totally cleaned up her act. At the time, she was doing crack and drinking, and she was in a hurting place. She totally cleaned up her act. We got Elizabeth born. 2 days after the birth, ministry workers come in, and because of her history, they claim that she's not a fit mom.
Mm.
Well, listen, we're a family here, and she is fit. She's cleaned up. She said, the woman...
So you'd been with her for these the 9 months or the 10 months of the pregnancy, so you would know.
8.5 months, yeah, and I took her baby as my own. In my heart, she's not my blood, but dude, love don't need blood.
Mm, right.
And I had taken her as my own. I was standing at the point, at the time, I knew nothing about the law, but now the position is loco parentis, which means that you have made oath to take the child as your own.
So what did the ministry do? They came in and they said, she's not a fit mom. We're gonna take the kid.
Here's where they messed up. And bear in mind, I'm not angry at these people. I mean, it all unfolded rather well. They were very overworked. And because of this, they filed documents in court claiming that they had investigated, that they had found a single mom with this history. Then they come to the hospital after they filed the documents. And they say, oh, well, we found this out. I said, well, you're wrong. Your documents are wrong. And I was told by the ministry worker, well, we've already filed our documents. I find out later they committed a fraud on the court. If I had stood up in court and said, no, this is a family. There are, I'm the dad here. And the judge had looked at it. He would compare my words to the documents they had filed, and someone would be facing charges.
Okay, so, wait, they ended up taking the baby, right?
Well, I put up such a fight. I found out throughout this process.
All right, hang on, Robert. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We'll get into what he discovered as he looked into the law, as he was in this conflict at this point with DCS, essentially.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control and bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, though we are in guest mode at the moment. Hopefully you'll have a question a little bit for Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca. Also, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, and that includes live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting there completely free for you at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who made the move here and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Let's bring back Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca. Now, Robert, you had essentially you and, I guess, do we call her your wife, your girlfriend at the time?
I guess I would say girlfriend. I mean, wife would kind of imply a permanency, and I was pretty much aware that I was going to be asked to let go right off. But, so, yeah.
So, the Canadian equivalent of the Department of Children and Families got on your case about her daughter that was born, and they called her an unfit mother. You went through this process as a result, trying to understand the laws up there and do your best to, I guess, come to her defense and come to their aid. And in that process, you learned some pretty powerful truths. As I understand it, at least from reading what you've got on your website, could you kind of just run through some of the most important things you came across in your quest for knowledge?
Sure. But I would first ask that you realize that the way I came about it was because I was put in a position where I looked in my own heart. I was forced to look in my heart and see what was right. And then I looked at their actions and I saw that's totally wrong. And yet when you look at their words, oh, apparently they're justified. So I was in a position where I either had to say, my heart is right, their words are wrong, let's figure this out, or I had to abandon what was in my heart, and I couldn't do that. So I sat down with their act, the words that they used, and I figured, this is a new language. I don't even know it. I'm going to start off like I don't even know what language this is.
And you're talking about, when you say new language, you mean legalese.
Yeah, legalese or law or whatever. I just treated it like an entirely new language. I had Black's Law Dictionary on one side, Bouvier's on the other, a very old English dictionary from the late 1800s. And I looked up every single word. And I was, like 3 days, I was trying to focus so much on that, maybe even insane at that time. But I wanted to figure out what the heck they were doing. How could they justify this? I knew it was wrong. And then after about 3 days, I saw what was happening, and it just clicked. It immediately became apparent. Have you ever seen these laser pictures? You look past it.
The magic eye things. I can never get them to work, but I understand the concept.
You got to look past it. You can't look at it. You have to realize, and what really brought me to, I guess, my position, my outlook, was that I did not accept what they were saying as truth. I accepted what was in my heart as truth, and that was the light I brought to bear. And what I found was this. They do not remove human children whatsoever. They remove the legal entity. Essentially, this is what they get you to do. When you register your child, you are creating a legal entity or a person at that time. You're associating this person with your offspring. You're the only one who can do that. The government can't.
Slow down a second. You're using a word, person, that apparently doesn't mean the same thing in our world as it does in the legal world. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest ones. Because one of the things that clicked with me when I was looking through their act was they defined the word child. Who doesn't know what a child is? Why do they have to define it? And then they defined person. I looked up person. In Black's Law Dictionary, you will find in you have to go back to an older one. Look at, like, the fourth edition. It states that a human being is not a person because he is a human being, but because rights and duties have been ascribed to him. Specifically, the person is that legal subject or substance of which the rights and duties are attributes. But not all human beings are persons, as was the case in Old England when there were slaves. And I'm pretty sure that's word for word.
Okay.
You're not a person, you have a person. If you look at your coat, think of your coat as your person. That's all the government can act upon. They come and they can grab your coat. Why? Because they have title to it and you have maintained an association to it. They never, ever grab the human being. They always act through that person.
What about the guys in prison? I mean, I would say that they're a little more than their coats are locked up.
Well, again, they have maintained association with it. And one of the people, and this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because we're trying to uncover and unravel this entire system so that we can all have more spiritual freedom.
Right.
And yet there are still people out there who, you know, I mean, they need the diapers. They aren't ready for this.
Sure, and it is tricky. I mean, it was designed to be tricky by a bunch of tricky lawyers, basically.
Yes, but there's a maximum in law that, or a maximum at law that states, let he who would be deceived be deceived. Every power, I found that every power they have over us is a result of us putting our signature on documents which will have the words application, submission, or registration right up at the top.
Now, this I found fascinating, and I'd heard similar things before, but you really probably made it as clear as I'd ever heard it explained. These are things that we see frequently here in America when you go and you register your car, or you apply for a driver's license, or, again, registration, application, submission. What are the meanings of those words that most people don't realize?
Before we look at those, I would like to point out the meaning of the word must. They will tell you, you must apply, you must register, and they want you to think that you have an obligation to engage in a certain action. If you had an obligation, they would use the word obliged. The word must is very tricky. It has two senses. One is an active, one is a passive. If I tell you, you must come to my party through the front door, am I creating an obligation upon you to attend my party?
No.
Or am I defining the steps that if you choose to voluntarily take them, will grant me authority over you? That's their word must. It creates no obligation. It defines the parameters that will give them authority. And they got everyone thinking that that's an obligation on our part, and then they get to point to it and say, well, you entered into it voluntarily.
Right. Now, I want to get to those other words in a moment here, but let's just reset for a second. Here in America, this makes sense. What you're saying makes perfect sense in that we've all basically sort of volunteered into this legal system, this society, and essentially, you know, they claim that government only gains its powers from the consent of the governed. So therefore, the way it's supposed to work is that the people are over top of the government, and they created this government to do certain specific things, but things have sort of shifted to where the government, the people running the government, have created all these rules and regulations and forms and applications and everything to make people think that the government is above them, when in fact that's still not the case.
Well, it actually, to be honest, I really can only speak about what I know up in BC, but I do see how there's similarities. They are actually only claiming power over their agents. They have tricked up here. We have a social insurance number. Based on my research, I'm pretty sure that social insurance number is just like your social security number, mm-hmm. and it identifies you as a government agent or employee. Because of this, the rules, like anything with the word act in it, those do apply to government employees. So what I see is that we're supposed to have a house party here. It's supposed to be peace and abundance. And
it's a neat analogy, and I want you to hang on to it. We'll bring you back, and you can explain that. Also, applications, registrations, submissions. I'm sure we've all filled out some of these forms in the past. What do the words really mean? What are the legal meanings behind them that no one who's a regular person has ever taken the time to actually look into? Well, Robert Menard did, and we'll find out more about it coming up.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231, though pretty much you'll need to restrict your calls for questions for Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca until hour number two, and then we'll open it up to anything. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, including updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list, updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy building things? Woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports Free Talk Live. Please support Woodcraftplans.com. That's Woodcraftplans.com.
All right, let's go back to Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca. Some tragic things happened in regards to the government trying to meddle around in his life. As a result, he took the time to sort of dig into all of the legalese behind the laws up there in Canada. Turns out there's a lot of similarities between laws in Canada and laws in the United States in that they're all written by lawyers. And he discovered some things that most people don't ever become aware of, and that is some of the actual legal meanings of some terms that you might think you knew what they meant. In fact, Robert, you'd said that the word must, when used in a legal terminology, doesn't really mean what you might think it means. It, in fact, means may.
Yes, it doesn't create an obligation. It defines the path, which if you voluntarily take it, will transfer authority to another. But just to let you know, Ian, part of the problem starts when, no offense, but you're referring to laws. I don't refer to them as laws. I've distinguished between those things which are laws and those things which are merely statutes. And it's really a path of learning to distinguish between one thing and the other. So to find this path, you've got to distinguish between a law and a statute.
Got it. Are you outdoors right now? I'm getting some wind on your line.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Well, it's best if you can get out of the wind, but it's all right. So you were going to mention the house party analogy, which I found pretty interesting. What is that?
Well, imagine for a moment you're in a house party. We're supposed to have some food delivered to us. We have a democratic means of determining what food is served, what music we all have to listen to. Now, if you don't like it, you're free to leave the house. But then you can't claim the right to determine the music that's played or the food that's served. The legislative framework that government agents operate within is essentially the house party, and they're providing you services, and you can step out of it at any time. And the moment you do, they have no authority over you, but nor do they have the right, or nor do you have the right to ask them for any services or benefits.
Now, hold on a second. When you say step out of the house party, you don't mean leave the country, right?
Well, look at British Columbia. I exist as a human being in British Columbia. I do not exist as a person in the province of British Columbia. And that's part of their deception. They use the term the province of British Columbia, and they don't want you to realize that it's not a geographical area, it's a legal entity. And I don't exist within that legal entity, therefore what you call the laws, which are really just the rules for the people or the persons existing within this legal entity, they don't apply to me because I've chosen to leave the house party.
So
I don't apply for...
Now, you can claim, you can leave the legal system. You don't have to abide by any of their rules, according to what you say. Now, how does that practically apply to your life? I mean, don't they try to get you to follow their rules? How has it affected you by, you know, tell me how it's affected you.
Well, oftentimes when it first started, I knew I was right, and I ended up in jail a couple of times, and I had to, you know, stand my ground. The last time I was stopped by a police officer, I was in, and this story I think will highlight to you exactly the power that's available if you do it properly. I was on my way to visit a friend. I had 12 beer beside me. I cracked the beer. It was hot at night, and I'm having a beer. West Vancouver Police Department, a squad car drives by. I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be fun. West Vancouver Police. West Vancouver is one of the highest property value places in Canada.
Okay.
These cops routinely run numbers, and if that number that they pull, if you're not from West Vancouver, they will pull you over just for being in West Vancouver and not
sure.
From West Vancouver.
There's places like that here in America. Absolutely.
So I'm sitting there on the bench. This cop pulls right up, and he, you know how they get out. They're all puffy and they're all angry. Oh, mm-hmm. You're drinking beer in public. That's against the law, and I could confiscate your beer. I could do this. I could do that. I immediately offer him God's peace, tell him that I'm pretty sure he's operating outside of his legislative mandate. He has no power to do that. I bear in mind, he's got the guns, eh? I don't.
Sure.
He's going to win, so you got to find the peace. You got to find, you know, you got to bring him God's peace. And if you do, they're not going to look at you like you're an angry adolescent just saying, you know, screw you, screw your rules. So he ended up asking me for my name. He asked me for my last name. I said, I'm sorry. He asked me for my name. I said, I wish I could help you. I don't know if you're acting legally or lawfully. He said, well, I'm acting legally. I said, well, do you have proof of claim that I have a duty to have a legal name? There's no duty to have a legal name, and he knows it. So he says, fine, I'm acting lawfully. What's your lawful name? I said, you can call me Rob. He said, what's your last name? I said, why do you need that if you're only acting lawfully? Are you claiming or seeking contract or conflict? There's one or the other here. So I flustered him a little bit. He was a nice guy. I ended up giving him my full lawful name. He punches my name in the computer. He looks at the name, looks at me. His jaw just drops. He looks back at the computer, looks back at me. I've got my beer in my hand. I smile and I wave. He gets on the phone, and he's on the phone for, probably about 4 or 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He puts down the phone and he's sitting there for like 30 seconds, comes out and says to me, Mr. Menard, the West Vancouver Police Department would be deeply appreciative if you would refrain from drinking alcohol in public. Thank you. Have a good night.
Wow.
Got in his car, ran away.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, the guy didn't want to touch me.
What would you say, I mean, can the average person adopt these sorts of methods without delving into, books and books and research? Because basically what I see you doing, and as I understand it, is you ask some pretty powerful questions. And I've always said that it's very important when you're dealing with bureaucrats, and our friend Mark Stevens has pointed this out, when you're dealing with bureaucrats, you're going to lose. Whether it's something little, like losing a little bit of your time on the side of the road, or going as far as maybe losing your freedom or losing your life. life, you're going to lose something. And
whoever said that doesn't has never heard of a properly filed fee schedule. I mean, they want to pull me over. That's fine. I've got a fee schedule filed. I'm immediately going to generate a bill for $200 an hour. If they attempt to put cuffs on me, if they attempt to incarcerate me, hey, I'm a peaceful man, but you're activating my $2,000 an hour fee schedule, and I will collect. I've got notary publics on my side. I've got sheriffs on my side. I can generate lawful judgments. I'll seize your property. And they know that.
Wow. Okay, this is something I did not actually read this part of your website, but that sounds interesting. But let's get back to the registration, something that I guess, you know, people are just coming across this for the first time, and I don't want to throw it all at them at once.
Right.
So let's jump back into registration and applications. You know, we see these all the time. What are they?
Historically, registration, what I found, was the act of a ship's captain signing over his ship and all chattel contents to the harbor master for safekeeping until his return. Chattel contents included the condemned, slaves, those who were held due to debt, anything which could be a subject of a lawful contract. If you could put it on the ship, bring it to dock, berth the ship and bring it onto the dock, it was registrable. That's what you're doing when you're registering something. You're signing it over for safekeeping until you return. Submission means that the definition that I found was to agree to leave to the will of another. No, to leave to the will of another or to agree to bend to the will of another. Application, this is the one that really set me off. And bear in mind, at the time when I was doing my studies on this, I wasn't doing it all by myself. I had found a tutor online. No idea whether it's a girl or a guy, but this entity claimed that they had sat on a bench in Maryland for 27 years, and they never told me anything, but they would point and say, okay, now think about this, think about this, think about this.
Mm. So they weren't giving advice, they were just making suggestions. In fact, we'll come back with application here in a moment, 800-259-9231. If you're a little bit confused, I totally understand. I'm still a little bit confused on all this. But Robert Menard, he's pretty much got it in hand. I mean, that cop story was amazing. We'll come back with more, and this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net. Toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. And though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by heading over and buying some stuff at the Free Talk Live store, we've got brand new items. They are for pre-sale, pre-order at this point, including the very hot-selling Free Talk Live multi-gadget. We've got two different types of hoodies. We've got the brand new Free Talk Live ladies' t-shirt, the Free Marketeer shirt, the beanie, the lighter bottle opener combo, and more. They're all there, and all of our older products as well. Great way to get some cool stuff and support the show. And you can go there by going to store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Robert Bernard from thinkfree.ca, Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. And we were just getting into talking about some of these legal terms that everyone sees all over government paperwork, like registration and application and submission. And, you know, it turns out that things don't mean what they may seem to mean in the legal world. There are different definitions for some of these words. As you pointed out, the word registration in legal terms essentially means I'm turning this property over to you. That is, you being the state. And then they get to be in partial control of that property.
They're in total control of that property.
In fact, we had been aware of something called the manufacturer's certificate of origin, which is something that comes with a vehicle when you buy it brand new. In order to get a certificate of title from the state, you have to go through this registration process where you give up the manufacturer's statement of origin to the state, and then they give you this certificate of title back. At least that's how it works here.
Which evidence is that there are two owners now.
Right.
Look at the paper they give you. Yours is not the only name on it.
And you can't get that manufacturer's statement of origin back. It seems like once you've registered that, it's done. You can't possibly get that back.
I would disagree with that, just because I know that the law, there is always remedy. You might not have done it properly, but I would be willing to bet that a notice of understanding intent and the claim of right with a fee schedule would probably loosen them up. And if you say, I can't do it, but you haven't even tried that, I would have to ask about that.
That's a good one. It's just that I didn't know what the processes were. All right, so let's continue on. You had mentioned also the word submission. When they say you need to submit an application, legally the term submit means that you are essentially putting yourself beneath the bureaucrats. Is that right?
Or, you know, you're agreeing to bend to the will of another, or you are leaving something to someone else's discretion. Those were the definitions I found. But in any event, you either are entering into an agreement or you're leaving something, which implies abandonment, which implies, again, voluntary action.
And what about application? What's that?
Application means, and if you look it up, you're going to be amazed. When I saw this, I went, oh, my God. It means to beg, plead, petition, implore, entreat, or request. It means to beg. Now, when I looked at this with my tutor that I had mentioned, the guy who suggested that he had sat on a bench, he pointed out, now think about this, because if you really want to understand what a word means, don't just look at the definition. You have to look at the assumptions it rests upon and the implications thus created. Application, if it means to beg, he who begs knows exactly what they're begging for. They know exactly what they're giving up for. They are either acknowledging that the authority to grant exists, or they are willing to create it by transference. And finally, it's always voluntary. You're never, ever obliged to beg.
Right, because if you were obligated to do any of these things, that would make you a slave, wouldn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
And in at least here in America, there's a prohibition against slavery. There's not supposed to be such things. So that's why this goes back to the beginning. You're saying that all of these things, all of these applications and registrations and things that we believe are mandatory aren't, in fact, mandatory. They are, as you term them, offers, correct?
It's an offer. It's an invitation to accept my authority over you. And in return, I will give you limited liability for your actions. And if you decide that you want to live your life fully responsible for your own actions, what do they have to offer you?
So you can reject their offer, but what do you do in that case? I mean, if you've got some angry bureaucrats that, you know, really want to enforce their way upon you, what's the appropriate way to reject that offer? And what do you do in that case?
Firstly, you're asking me about building a house, essentially. The way I look at it, you're saying, how do I build and protect my house? And I would say, make sure you have a good foundation. They don't do this. If you serve notice of understanding and intent, a claim of right, you get it properly perfected, judicially sanctioned, and then you have a fee schedule. So what if they want to enforce their will against you? You're going to be earning $2,000 an hour. Let them try. And when all is said and done, it's not their system that's going to be deciding it. It's going to be a notary public license.
Now, this is I'm not familiar with this particular process, but basically, if they send you a letter, you know, with their saying you must apply for this, blah, 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 you send them something back, essentially asking them several questions, right? That's basically what you do?
But it's called a conditional acceptance. If you reject an offer, imagine someone invites you to their home for lunch. You don't know what it is they're trying to do, but that might be what it is they're doing. If you just say no, they're going to feel dishonored. The way to avoid dishonoring your fellow man in a situation like this is you send them a letter. It's called the conditional acceptance, and you say, yes, I've noticed your notice. You don't want to ignore a notice. If you do that, you go into dishonor. I've got your notice. I see how you're telling me I must apply. I have some questions. And you can discharge any notice. You can remove the power from that notice by serving them a notice, seeking clarification of their original notice. You're not rejecting it, you're just seeking some clarification, and everyone's got that right. So you ask them, this word that you used, what exactly does it mean? What exactly does this mean to you? Not to me, to you.
Right, because the only way you could ever sign anything is if you totally understood what it said, and that's all you're doing is you're just trying to clarify things.
Yeah, and even the word understand is a very, very tricky one. Legally speaking, it's identical to stand under. If you look it up, it means to grasp, to seize, to comprehend. It doesn't mean. I can look at some words, know what they mean, and because I know what they mean, I refuse to stand under them or understand them. They will try to get you, do you understand this? Do you understand this? And they want you to think, oh, if I say no, I'm an idiot. But it's a choice. It's like a rat trap with cheese on it. A smart rat might look at it and say, yes, I see that's cheese. I see I'm hungry for cheese. I would like it. But I also see how it's attached to this mechanism, which looks pretty painful, and I don't understand that. So, no, I am not seizing the cheese. I know what it is. And for that, I'm not standing under it or understanding it.
When you write back to the bureaucrats and you ask questions, you notice their notice, and then you ask several questions of clarification. You conditionally accept it. Yes, I accept your notice, and here's a notice of several questions I have. When they receive that back, what goes through their heads, and what do they normally do in return?
I really can't tell you what goes through their heads.
I would guess they've never seen. I guess they hardly ever see anything like that, right? I mean, they're used to people doing certain things.
When I started, I'm pretty sure that it was new to them, but now I'm pretty sure that they're swimming in documents like this. I've been rather active.
How do they come? Do they ever bother writing back, or do they just sort of drop the issue most of the time?
Actually, I wish I had the letter on me, but on our website, you can see a reply that a guy received from going through the process of serving notice of understanding and intent and a claim of right. It's a reply from his ex-MP, who happens to be the Minister of Revenue, the one in charge of Canada Revenue Agency. She acknowledges receipt of his notice of understanding and intent and a claim of right, and fully describes him as a freeman on the land, and states that it's been noted and she doesn't wish to dispute it. Well, she doesn't explicitly state that she wishes to dispute, but she says it's noted. It was an invitation to discuss or dispute. She's not accepting it. The guy's got a get-out-of-jail-free card now. He can show this anywhere. And up here, I don't know what's happening down in the States, but up here, dude, there's so many people who are acting on this information. It's driving the cops, and, well, the cops like it. But the government is certainly changing in a huge, huge way.
Hmm.
I think a lot of that has to do with our Attorney General, who I think is an extraordinarily good and honorable man, Wally Opal. I've seen so many changes in our justice system since he has taken office.
Well, we've been trying to for a while here in America, trying to figure out how do we get out of this system? How do we go back to freedom and liberty without necessarily having to run through the rigmarole of political elections and that sort of thing? We certainly aren't interested in violent
representatives. What I found is that in any common law jurisdiction, the only form of government recognized as lawful is a representative one. Representation requires mutual consent unless you're dealing with someone who is clearly incompetent.
Robert, I know I said we'd only have you on for an hour, but I've got callers on the line and they've got questions for you. Can we hold you over for a little bit?
Are any of the callers cute?
They're on the phones. I honestly don't know, but would you be able to hang on for a few?
Sure, I'm having fun.
All right, hang on. We'll bring you back. We've got Kathy on the line. She's a lady. John in New Hampshire, Tennessee's Christian anarchist is on the line as well, all wanting to talk to Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca. Trying to think outside of the box here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.